Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
My mom's the best woman I know, but Katie's a better cuddler.
You remind me of my mom.
Nothing about that makes me feel sexual.
Go, Jeff, go. Mark, go, Wally, go, Oliver. You are going to space.
Every scientist at NASA knew that if you make it shaped like it's going to fly better.
I had a fake ID and I said I was from them. They took it.
I used to drive downtown and get IDs from Era in a back alley.
On West Elevado Street, ask about me.
I really like Britt. And I can't believe that, you know, we're clicking like this.
I don't know if you understand how men work.
Yeah, I guess I don't.
Tom Hanks almost f***ed a volleyball.
Yeah,
okay,
no,
that's who we are.
Yeah, this is who we are. Slide into bed with us starting right now. Woo! Welcome to Nightly Pop. Nina's out, but we've got Hunter here as always. Plus, okay, we'll give you some love. Plus, we got guest host Jackie Tone here.
Oh, wow. I'm a huge fan of hers.
Yes, I like to get to our guest host, you know, make them feel welcome.
That's right. Sure. Hunter, can you hide behind there? It's just gonna be
yeah, that's what it
today,
seems so like.
Oh my God, wow, wow, wow. You hosted yesterday, you did a great job, I saw that.
Thank you so much.
I have to say, it was effortless, it was well done, you handled it, I was very impressed,
I have
to say.
The man knows how to do his job, I have no complaints.
My mom watched the episode, she goes, I miss Morgan and Nina.
No. All right, let's get started, you guys, because last night, The Bachelorette got down to the final four. Are you guys paying attention to this show? And Mike the Virgin had an interesting strategy on his one-on-one date with Katie. He gave her compliments only a mother could love.
Katie's very calming. She is a nurturer, and man, do I love nurturers. She reminds me of my mom. Your legs are soft.
Oh, well, thank you.
My mom brings a nurturing touch to everything and every situation that she comes in contact with. Katie does the same thing. My mom's the best woman I know, but Katie is a better cuddler. There's no question about it. My mom's gonna hate me for saying that, but at some point, every boy has to move on.
You remind me of my mom.
Really?
You take on people's feelings.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Wait, well, first of all, she was tickling his balls with her toes in that middle clip. Did you see that foot coming through the
line? Oh my God, the whole thing.
I feel sick. Doesn't he give you guys like cool young preacher vibes where he like sits on the back of a chair and he's like, let me talk to you, sport.
Yeah.
Like I feel like that's where like nothing about that makes me feel sexual.
No.
And then you put on top of that, that the whole time he just whispers in your ear about how you remind him
of his mom.
Yeah, but every white guy, Katie reminds you of their mom.
That's fair. Right.
That's every white guy's
mom. That's just fair, though.
I cannot get an opinion to care enough about her.
Same exact feeling.
I don't know what it is.
The only thing that gave her a personality on The Bachelor was that she came in holding a dildo.
Right.
And then we were all
her?
Yes!
Oh, my.
So we were all like, she's fun. And then it was like, oh, you're not fun at all. You just carry a vibrator publicly.
Okay, got it. I love that you put that together.
I just want to go out on a limb here and be the one to say, Katie, you're not so bad, you know?
No, oh my God. All right, Jeff Bezos made history as he and a crew flew into space today to launch his private space flight company, but all Twitter can talk about is how much his rocket looks like a penis. It is a circumcised, wholesome.
Jeff, go. Mark, go. Wally, go. Oliver, you are going to space. Touchdown. Welcome back, New Shepard's first human crew. Oh, what a day.
And so just the tip of the lands?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so only the tip of the comes home.
Totally.
Yeah. I see.
I get it, the most important part. Listen, you know, he made it. Are we happy for him?
I just have trouble being happy for him about anything.
Right.
I think he's a good guy. I think he's a really good guy. I think Mackenzie broke his heart. I'm kidding.
Look at his grandmother
I will say, don't you think it's funny? Like, my thinking is this. All spaceships, every scientist at NASA knew that if you make it shaped like a it's going to fly better. But they were all like, we can't do that.
We can't do it.
Yeah, and Jeff Bezos was like, I don't care. Right. I want money.
And
it looks like out of a scene from Spaceballs. Like, it looks like a joke.
It does.
It does look like a joke.
It does. Quick journey to space.
Well, yeah, you know.
don't women like a thinner rocket, though?
Sorry, Nicole Richie has declared war on her family. Don't touch her. You guys, she posted this do not move note next to one phone charger and Sharpied mom on the other. First of all, I want to know if this happens. I feel like chargers disappear out of thin air, even if you're alone for some reason. For whatever reason, if you have not moved the charger is moved.
100%
This happened to me yesterday. We literally bought all of these chargers. We put one in our kitchen. I was like, this is staying in the kitchen. So everyone who comes over can use it. This is our communal charger. Literally 3 hours later. First of all, it's one thing if the entire jack is removed and you're like, where did that go? But when just the cord is gone.
Oh, the cube?
I called my husband. He left. He was like, I missed you. I was like, where the f*** is the cord?
You know
where
what,
did you
left the
cord?
The cube?
It was nuts. It was 3 hours and the charger was gone. And I just don't understand how they leave.
Where do they go?
Where do they go?
But you think it's Ro, maybe?
It's probably Ro. She looks at me like, bitch, are you done talking? It's wild. She's very feisty, that little child. I'll show you a photo. She's cute.
I can't wait. I'm gonna bite her face.
She's, oh my God.
Oh, absolutely. The face. She won't stand a chance.
Not one thing like me at all.
Hunter, I love babies. Girls are allowed to love babies.
She wants babies.
What is going on?
We transition. We're moving. We're gonna talk about T-Pain now, because even T-Pain, if you can believe this, can get rejected from a nightclub.
You're
I know you
kidding.
Never thought that would happen, but he explained how he got turned away on his Nappy Boy radio podcast and not even his connection could help him out.
I had a fake ID that said I was from the 100s.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
They took it. Went to a club out there, dude that made my ID was like, yo, when you get to the door, just tell him you know James.
Oh.
I'm like, all right, cool. And showed the dude my I think I was 19. The ID said I was 22. The dude looked at my ID when I gave it to him, and he laughed.
Oh.
And I was like, dude, give me my ID. And it was like, trust me, dude, I know this ain't your ID. And I was like, I had the only response I can think of, but I know James.
I know James.
Do you guys have fake ID stories? Have you ever had a fake ID?
No.
Never? I used to drive downtown with my girlfriends. It did, thank you. And get IDs from in a back alley from some random man.
You didn't go alone,
if
did
you?
If you
think I'm on West Elevado Street, ask about me. No. Not f***ing around.
Ask about me?
Ask about me.
That's how often
That's
you were
how
there?
Often I was there, because I would lose it all the time. Arizona, Illinois.
Did you have to memorize?
Everything. I memorized. It was all my real information. I mean, I was literally thinking about fake IDs the other day.
You just bragged about remembering all the information on it and then said, it was my information?
It was my, but I wasn't from that
You were like,
state.
Do you know how long it took me to remember that I was from Illinois?
I wasn't from that state. And also, like, I didn't, you know, my birthday sign, whatever. Anyway, I had multiple fake IDs. They definitely always knew they were fake, but for whatever reason, it was always the best time.
I wonder why they let you in anyway.
Club rat. They were filming The Hills. I was like, bring it on.
I was always scared.
No, it wasn't The Hills. Look, I was older. That's when I was legal. But yeah. Just to clarify that.
Right. I found a security badge at the Getty Museum one time.
Oh, here we go. Top the story, Hunter.
I'm listening.
That's the closest I ever got to a fake ID. And
you returned it right away?
I was like, sir, did you drop this? No, I used it. I stole a Cezanne.
Oh, man. All right, we have to take another break, sadly. But coming up, is it too casual to show up naked on a first date?
Oh,
whatever. Hunter. Plus, an emergency landing has at least one of us peeing our pants. That's next.
That's next.
Next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Make the noise. I'm very into it. Naked and Afraid have a new dating show coming to Discovery Plus. Naked and Afraid of Love premieres August 22nd, and there's already, guess what, a love triangle.
I do have feelings for Bennett. I know Britt likes him a lot as well, but they're just not compatible.
I would have been so miserable last night without you.
I really like Britt, and I can't believe that, you know, we're clicking like this.
The blue's really catching your eyes right now. Yeah.
It's been really fun getting to know you so far, and I'm excited for whatever this is.
Me too.
Yeah, they I sure like did. That. He went in for that kiss. Oh, I'm into
not,
that.
They've not brushed their teeth in weeks.
Absolutely.
You know how insane that is?
You know what's funny about this? It's like, all right, you're naked. You're halfway there. Like, of course you're going to F. But on the other hand, like, and I don't know how men feel about this. It might be sexier to them. But, like, as a woman, I see a sweaty man with his flaccid D out wearing nothing but a hemp crossbody. Why do I not think the cartoon birds are going to come down and just sew the old lady clothes?
I get it. I'm with you. And also, when something's so readily available and so in your face, it takes away the mystery, and then that's half
so
the battle.
True.
Isn't it so much hotter to see, like, some kind of striptease instead of, like, some sweaty, like, boob flopping up and down in your face?
No, he likes it.
Yes, just sold me.
Yeah.
That, I don't know if you understand how men work.
Yeah, I guess I don't.
Tom Hanks almost f***ed a volleyball.
Wilson!
Yeah,
okay,
no,
that's who we
yeah,
are.
Yeah, this is who we are.
As a gender.
He did not. Wilson was his companion and friend.
Yeah, that's what we tell all of them.
Yeah.
No, I think it is really, I love Naked and Afraid. I would do any of the Naked and Afraid series.
Would you would?
Yeah.
I feel like you are the guy with the crossbody bag.
There'd be no covering.
You'd
I'd
be
say,
out?
Get a sensor bar. I'm gonna put the editors to work, you know?
The little skinny
You'd
legs.
Wear your crossbody nice legs. And tight up the armpit, like just so your D could be
Mine
out.
Mine'd just be a little satchel.
Yeah.
You know, I'd
sure.
be walking around with my purse.
With your shoulder little poop shells and things you've collected. All right, we are also catching up on TLC So Freaking Cheap. Last night, Tony was teaching his daughter how to drive without using any gas.
Oh.
The average cost for a driving instructor is $180. A gallon of gas, $3.85. Multiply that times 5 miles. For the course of a driving, that's $19.25. Sit down. Mom's going to show you everything that you need to do.
The car not moving? How's she going to learn anything? He holding up all these ridiculous sign to teach her how to drive. Press the brake, now you're going to put the car in drive.
My dad was just holding up signs. I was like, they don't got that on roads.
Mama, I'm not really learning anything from this.
How did those two people make such a nice, sweet mom? I'm not really learning anything from this. Just the sweetest little angel.
I mean, that dad, how do you get to a place like that where you're making homemade signs? First of all, who taught you how to drive?
Mr. Cohen. Driving instructor.
Okay.
He was the greatest.
My dad had me on his lap learning how to drive at like 11. And now I've never been the cause of an accident.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have several. I got into two major car accidents before my junior year and before my senior year, both in front of my high school. Like, traffic jam stopped. Everyone had to pull over. Car completely totaled in the front. And it was a disaster.
Your fault?
Literally, both times. And
bragging.
No,
both
one time.
Times,
no,
maybe.
The 11th grade was my fault, and senior year, it was an old man hit me. But I...
An old man was walking across the street.
No.
Nailed the front of my car.
Ran into the front of my
he
car.
He
destroyed
fucking,
my windshield.
He just went bam. And then, but yeah, it was literally, and I went to high school on a big hill. And so when I tell you when it was after pickup and the entire street, of course, had to be completely shut down, traffic control both ways. It was like it was something that's reported on the news. I was fine. But then I was like, what about my car? And then I didn't have a car for like 6 weeks. So that was hard.
Also, that old man never breathed again.
Yeah, but like still don't, it was in the way. Not good. Not good.
Yeah.
Affected my social life. Not fun. It was fine, though.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Hitting that old man affected your social life?
Oh my God, he hit me in a car. All right, let's move on because we have a special micro dose of Soch, you guys. Very exciting. A video is going viral of a student pilot whose engine lost power, so he was forced to make an emergency landing.
Cessna 117 Tango Sierra, I'm identing. I'm losing my engine. I'm sputtering in and out and losing power. I'm over a residential area. I don't have a lot of places here. I have pitched for altitude. I have lost full engine power. I have no engine.
Roger, no engine. We got guys coming to you. I got Charlotte notified and they're coming to you.
I'm looking for a field here. I'm going to try to drop in. I have touchdown. Holy.
I just got full body chills.
Holy.
I watched that clip just like mouth open the whole time.
That's not for me. First of all, propeller on an airplane, no.
Already no.
No. Just already
but
like
then
a huge
no. But that cockpit view where you can actually in the clip watch the propeller stop moving.
And then when it looks like he's nosediving, I mean, also just to keep that amount of cool and calm. I don't like traveling in airplanes no matter, like, yeah. It's just in general.
To your point, where like when he was so calm and he was like, my engine has completely stopped working.
Yes.
It's almost like he was so chill. He felt like I would have my pants, then peed my pants, then puked while weep crying.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Like there would have been no time when a part of my body wasn't just like, screaming, freaking out or getting rid of something.
Also, I feel like that's like such an out of body experience that you literally have to hop to because I guess the goal is to be a pilot of major airplane that like, that's the personality you need to have.
Oh, hell yeah.
So none of us could do that job. At least we know that.
I could do it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Talk about shitting your pants in that position.
You would fly yourself to Naked and Afraid. You would do all the things.
I could do all of it. Genuinely, I was thinking about getting my pilot's license anyway.
Oh, it's so scary.
Really?
Yeah.
Painting, pilot's license, television host, podcast host, Twitch star.
What am I trying to get laid? I do like...
Wow. All right, we have to take another break, but coming up, we may have found the world's worst Tinder profile. Plus, is it a throuple if the other woman is made of plastic? That's next. Nightly Pop, I'm talking to Hunter about eggs. Sometimes romance is hard to keep alive, so it's better to pull the plug. That's right, it's time for
Love is Dead!
Okay, the UK's Mirror tipped us off to this heartwarming Tinder profile. Paul says looks are by far a woman's most important asset, and they needed to be an 8.5 or better to get with him. He also claims that he's had sex with some of the most beautiful women in the world. So ugly, women need not apply.
I feel like he put in a fake.
You think?
This. Well, also it's not circumcised.
I think this guy's an ass.
I think some women are really into this.
I thought the same thing. It's like I know women that would be like, oh, does he think I'm good enough? Like, what makes him this person that can decide if you're enough?
Delusions of grandeur. That's
but then
usually.
That makes women go like, well.
Oh my God, I want to be enough.
I want to be enough.
He's only going to get either the most insecure women. That's really it.
That's it.
That's it, because secure women aren't going to reach out to him ever. He's going to get very toxic women.
Are you on Tinder right now?
No.
No apps right now? Are you on any apps right now?
It's called The Locks Club.
Oh, wait, are you kidding?
I swear to you. And it's part of the joke. I mean, obviously it's in on the joke. Wait. That's why it calls itself that.
Okay, because at first I was like, she didn't say locks. I want you to know something. I love locks.
Oh.
To a level that I cannot explain. When I was pregnant with that child I have,
sure.
All I thought about was locks.
Maybe there's some Jewish in your...
Oh, this is a half Jew.
Oh, okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. That makes sense to me. Mm-hmm.
Upwards, yes.
This is 100%, baby.
There you go. Oh, yeah, locks with a bagel and a little caper and an onion. And next up, this woman claims to have a way to make anyone fall in love with you. Her secret, it's all in the eyes.
What you want to do is you want to make sure you're in a one-on-one conversation with this person. Like, it might not work if you're in a group because their attention will be on all the people around the table. Like, they might not be looking at you for the duration of the time you actually do it. Okay, so you want to look in their left eye for 1 second, to their lips for 1.5 to 2 seconds, then to their right eye. I can guarantee that if done with the right person at the right time, they will literally be like, what? I've done this with people I've liked. I've done it with my best friend just to see if it really, really does work, and it definitely does.
Yeah.
I just like that this wildly, wildly hot woman was like, I have a trick to get men to like you. I'm so sure you need a bunch of tricks, babe.
Yeah.
She just shows up and every dude in the room is just like clawing to get...
I think the point is that if she's doing that on anybody, it's working. If someone else is doing that on somebody, that doesn't mean it's happening.
They're like, what's wrong with your face?
Yeah, if I was on a date with like an 8.4 lower, I'd be like, hey, stop looking at my face, uggo.
Yeah,
oh
for real.
My God, uggo.
Hey, get out of here, tree monster. Keep your eyes to your self.
Yeah, it's true.
Uggo. You had me at uggo. Yeah. 8.4 or less, uggo.
He didn't have me till tree monster.
There you go.
That's good. Yeah, he got you first.
I'll try it two camera right now.
Okay. If that breaks, we are not starting over.
Yeah. Where did all the ladies' pants in the room go?
All right. How many times have we heard this? A woman says her man has a second girlfriend, but here's the twist. It's a mannequin named Barbara. The woman tells Slate that her boyfriend talks to it, kisses it, and even sleeps with it, but he refuses to throw Barbara out. What should she do, guys?
Oh, God, the gaslighting in this one runs so deep. Because when she, I, of course, read the whole thing, when she would bring up to him that he should get rid of it, he would kind of come back at her like, you're really petty for being jealous of a doll. I wouldn't have the opportunity to be jealous about a doll if you weren't a grown man with a doll.
Right.
You're a grown man with a doll.
Very
How are we brushing over the issue? But that's what gaslighting is, where he's like, you're the one who's petty. You're the one with a doll, brother.
Yeah. By the way,
my face is hot.
Something got triggered. You've been in some situations with
gaslighting.
Baby girl,
you don't even know.
Yeah.
I will say the doll's not kind of nagging him all the time.
That's funny.
Hunter gets so laid, that's what really disturbs me. Like, he can say this, and it does not affect Monday through Friday. So would you allow for your partner to have a doll?
You know, it's fairly easy because your instinct is immediately like, no. But she didn't find out until they were together for a year.
How the f***?
They're
creepier.
So creepy. And then she like opened,
yeah.
But I think if a woman has a stuffed animal, it's the same thing.
No, because when he comes back from vacation, when he comes back from vacation, he goes and kisses her and talks to her and is like, how are you?
Women
Barbara,
do the same thing with stuffed animals.
And who?
No, they don't.
Are you seeing that has a stuffed? On that note, we're out of time.
No,
but don't forget to set your DVRs and tune in tomorrow night. We'll see you guys then. Bye.
Bye. Bye.